Here's a for loop that counts from 1 to n. And a for loop is what you generally want to use when you have a sequence of values like this that's easily delimited with a first one and a last one and some increment value. The three parts there in the header there of the for loop are as follows. The first one, I equals 1, is the initialization portion. And you can actually have multiple initialization statements there. You separate them by a comma. For example, you could say I equals 1, comma, j equals 2. Of course, you want to be careful and not have too much clutter in there to keep it readable. The second portion, after the first semicolon, is the condition. So basically, this is a while loop. What the for loop will do is it will do the initialization and then check the condition in the middle there. And if it's true, it will execute the body of the loop. After the loop has been executed, it will execute the iteration portion of the for statement there, which is the last portion, the third part, after the second semicolon. And again, you can have multiple statements there. Notice that I'm using I++. It really wouldn't matter in this case if I had said ++i, because it's a statement all by itself. Whether you do I++ or ++i, when it's independent of any other context, makes no difference whatsoever. And it doesn't really matter. You just take your pick. It's a matter of style, whether you want the pre-increment or the post-increment.